Kerry Park Islanders forward Rylan Davis was the MVP of the Top Prospects game during the 2025 VIJHL All-Star festivities this past weekend in Salmon Arm. Davis was joined by forwards Nate Grinovich and Jacob Morrison, with Bode Pearson, filling in for an ill Max Carlson, and Mattson Waring on the South Island Prospects squad for the game. A highlight of the South's 3-2 win over the North was Davis's goal. He fell to his knees while passing a defender, got back up again, and maintaining control of the puck, he kicked it to his stick, deked the goalie and backhanded it smoothly into the net. Morrison had an assist on his teammate's goal. Pearson, Waring, and Morrison, along with Carlson and forwards Carson Brown and Joby Pearson, played on the South Division team for the 2025 All-Star Game, which the South Division All-Stars also won. The final score was 6-4 with Pearson scoring a goal for the South. Also scoring for the South was Nick Scott, who amassed 2 goals and an assist to become the game's eventual MVP. He also played in the Top Prospects game for the South, earning 1 assist. It was announced following the contest that Scott had been traded from the Saanich Predators to the Islanders for Bryce Kohler and future considerations. Scott has size and strength and skill, and combined with tonight's performance, the Isles management wasted no time in adding a key piece to the already buzzing lineup, said the team. Scott was not in the lineup on Sunday, January 19, however, when the Isles were back in action against the Oceanside Generals at Kerry Park Arena. The regular season game put an end to a day of celebrations at the rink, as the Kerry Park Rec Center was also honoring its 50th anniversary. A familiar face was back in the lineup, however, as Eric Stinson returned to the team after 13 goals and 29 assists in 39 games for 42 points with the Coastal Tsunami of the PIJHL to start the season. "Everyone was excited to have him back," Ebner said. Though not appearing in Sunday's game, goalie Noah Stenvig has also signed with the Isles. He earned his first win on January 16 in a 7-3 drubbing of the Victoria Cougars. Stenvig saw time in both the WHL and AJHL this year prior to joining Kerry Park. "We're excited to have him," Ebner said.